The Mortgage Calculator, your favorite non-QM lender with over 5,000 unique loan products.
So, welcome everyone. My name is Kyle Hershey. I'm the COO of The Mortgage Calculator, joined here by our president, Nick Hershey, and our sales manager, Jose Gonzalez. We are a correspondent lender, and what we do every morning on this show is go through at 11 a.m. Eastern, is go through our live mortgage rates, and then we do a deep dive into a different loan topic. Today's loan topic is going to be bank statement loans, so something we're very familiar with here at The Mortgage Calculator because we specialize in non-QM loans, and bank statement loans are definitely the most popular type of non-QM loan. So we will go ahead and do a deep dive into that here shortly. But before we do, let's pull up our live mortgage rates. So Nick, if you're ready, let's go ahead and pull up our pricing tool and we'll see what the rates are looking like this morning.
All right, let me switch my screen here and we will check out. So this is our pricing tool for our team of mortgage professionals here. This will show us the general rates for today, March 12th, just after 11 a.m. Eastern. And if you'd like a full breakdown of all of the itemized fees that go into the APR, please get with one of our team members. We have over 300 licensed loan officers that can send that info. To compare the rates, as we do every day, we'll set up a basic scenario so that we can compare the APRs across the programs here. So we'll set up a loan amount of $400,000. We'll set an LTV of 80% loan, 20% down payment. And we'll ask the computer to find the lowest rates for conforming conventional. And then we'll compare that with FHA, which is usually the second option for most borrowers. And then we'll check out our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM, where we have over 5,000 options, such as the bank statement options that we're talking about today. We also have VA and USDA. VA is only for eligible vets and active service members. If you are, just let us know. We can quote it. And USDA is only for eligible properties. Same thing, if you're looking in those areas, just let us know. We can quote it, no problem. We'll start with conforming conventional. We'll do a purchase, 30-year fixed standard loan, primary occupancy, single-family home, one unit, state of Florida, county of Miami-Dade. And for all the demos, we use an estimated credit score of 760 and an estimated debt-to-income ratio here of 40. So let's check out the rates this morning. And last week, I believe this is a touch lower than last week, which is great. 6.375 rate for two discount points and costs puts the final APR at 6.622. So a great option here. It's actually, I think, a touch lower than it was last week, which is awesome. And hopefully we see some more movement later today and this week. Now, if for any reason our customer doesn't qualify for a standard conventional option, the next option we want to compare typically is an FHA option. So we'll set up everything exactly the same and we'll compare FHA. It'll be identical so that we can compare APR, even though FHA does allow a little more leniency on credit issues as well as a higher debt to income ratio. But we'll keep everything identical so we can compare across the programs here. So FHA this morning, definitely a little lower here, 5.5 rate, 2.5 discount points and costs, puts the final APR at 6.441. So a little lower than it was on the last show and a touch lower than conventional you see here in this case. So our customers that qualify for both, definitely check out FHA. This APR does include the upfront and yearly mortgage insurance that is required. So definitely a good option for our customers that may want it and our customers that need to use it. This is a good sign here. It's actually a touch cheaper than conventional. So a great option. Now where we love to specialize and our topic for today, if our customers are either of our standard FHA or conventional options, many other banks or lenders will have to deny that customer, but that's where we love to present our 5,000 additional options here under expanded guidelines. So everything else will stay the same. However, we have a new option pop up now with expanded guidelines where we can change the income type. So full doc is what we use for conventional and FHA. That's 2 years of tax returns. So if we don't qualify with 2 years of tax returns, we'll typically choose an alternative here. We have asset-related programs, business bank statement programs. We'll talk more about that today. The investor programs are just for investment properties. We'll pull those up shortly. Personal bank statement 12-month is the most popular. That's what we do for the demo and will also be something Jose talks about today. We have RSU, stated income, VOE, 1099, P&L, no income CD, FI, all kinds of different options here. For the demo, we'll always choose the 12-month bank statement as the most popular option. And that's for our self-employed borrowers. When our self-employed borrowers submit tax returns, many times they have various write-offs and may not qualify or just may need a little bit of extra income. We will solve that problem with no tax returns at all, just their last 12 bank statements, and determine a debt-to-income ratio in 40% in our example here using just their cash in the bank. So many times our self-employed borrowers qualify for much more income using this method. And here are the options. So best option here at the top, 6.875 rate for a bank statement option for 2.05 discount points and costs puts the final APR at 7.243. So you see here we're about half a point from conventional, which is amazing. So our customers that need to use these options, it's almost the same as conventional, just a little bit more. And we'll obviously allow our customers to get that home that they really want. Now, if we scroll down, there's tons of different variations, hundreds of different variations here. Some at higher rates and allow other credit events, bankruptcies, foreclosures, other issues, and different items that Jose will talk about in detail today. So for our final demo, we always want to do some live pricing for investments as well. So first-time investors, seasoned investors, love to help. We have some great options here. We'll set up the same scenario, 80% loan to value, 20% down payment. And we'll look for the lowest rates we can offer for conforming conventional. And we'll compare that to our expanded guidelines, also known as non-QM. Remember, the government programs, FHA, VA, USDA, do not work for investments. So we'll just compare these two here. We'll start with conforming conventional, and everything is going to stay the same here except our occupancy. So let's check out the conventional rates today. And as has been the case recently, this portfolio option pops up. This is not a true conventional. This is a portfolio option. So same guidelines, just doesn't have the same adjustments. So we have this option for 6.875 rate, for 3.125 discount points, puts the APR at 7.251. And the first true conventional here is going to be this Freddie Mac option, 6.99 rate, for 3.25 discount points, puts that final APR at 7.382 when you include those loan-level price adjustments that Fannie and Freddie require there. So closing the gap there, but still portfolio option is a little bit better. And I definitely recommend all of our investors check out our final option here, which is the best one. It's going to be our non-QM investment options. So we'll set up the same scenario here, 80% loan to value. And we'll find the lowest rates we can offer for our expanded guideline, also known as non-QM. So the first thing we need to do is our income type. Most popular income type and our most popular loan is the DSCR option. That's because it doesn't require any income or employment info from our borrower. Simply use the estimated rental income from the appraisal to determine a DSCR value. If the estimated rents can cover the expenses, aka the property cash flows monthly, that's a ratio of one or higher. We even have options for ratios under one, but for the show, we always put 1.5 so we can see all the most common options pop up. And finally, prepayment penalty is standard on a non-QM investment. We always select 3 years for the demo. There are options for no prepay, which will cost more and limit what pops up. And there are some options for 5 years, which does save some money, but limits the programs. 3 years is the most common, so that's what we always use for the demo here. So let's check the DSCR options today. Wow, absolutely smoking. Two options under seven, which is amazing. 6.75 rate, 3.4 discount points of cost, put the final APR at 7.256, beating the conventional, beating the portfolio option. Absolutely smoking. I would say 100% of investors definitely will choose the DSCR option, especially even when it's more expensive. And today it's even cheaper. There's also a ton of options here. If we scroll down, some of these are a little bit higher rates and costs, may allow bankruptcies, foreclosures, other credit issues. May allow different ways to calculate the income, all kinds of different variations. So please get with our team to find the best ones. But let's get into our topic for today with Jose. And that is going to be on our bank statement options. So every day we do our live pricing. Bank statement options are the most common option for non-QM. There's hundreds of variations that are within there. So we do a general overview every day on the live rates. But now Jose can actually dig in and highlight some variations and also some different LTVs and other things we can do within the same program, because there's hundreds, if not thousands, of different combinations and way to set up all of these different loans once we go into the non-QM world, which is why we love it. So Jose, if you're ready, let's check out some actual examples of how we can use these programs.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you for joining us for Daily Mortgage Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. We love our bank statement programs. As you all know, when the rates started inching up in February of 2020, so did non-QM loan origination. And the sector of the non-QM loan origination that has increased the most is the bank statement option. Right. Reason being, all our self-employed people that were previously approved full doc realized that they weren't approved anymore for the amount that they needed. But luckily, they have options, right? They can go to non-QM, they can go to the alt doc world, and they can select bank statement option, which is up to a 90% maximum LTV for a primary loan, never any mortgage insurance. Similar to, you know, 1099, however, the 1099 is more restrictive in a lot of ways. Most 1099 options do require the borrower to be receiving the income from one source, from one company, so to speak, rather than have multiple companies paying them for their service. There are some that will allow it, but keep in mind, that is the main restriction and the difference between a 1099 and a bank statement, one of the main differences. So let me go ahead and share our awesome options that we have for you today for our bank statement loan. All right, let me make this a little bigger for you all. I think we are good there. Okay, so our first option is our primary one-unit purchase for our premier credit individual. 90% is the maximum LTV for this option. And here we are looking at 9.5%, which is our lowest cost option, and 8.125% is our lowest rate option. And as I always like to state during this show, we do have lower options in this, but due to compliance reasons, and since we're not running a compliance test, specifically a points and fees test here, this is the lowest rate that our system would let us select. However, if you have any seller paid closing costs, or you get a compliance test where you get one or two bona fide discount points, then you can definitely go lower than 8.125%. So this is our maximum LTV, 90% option, never any mortgage insurance for a non-QM loan. So now we have one unit, 80%, to show you the difference between the maximum LTV option and a more normal, quote unquote, LTV option. Look at that. 7.5% drops considerably, right? 7.5% is our lowest cost option. And you can buy that down all the way to 6.875% for our 80% LTV one unit purchase. And now we go to our investment options. 85% LTV is the maximum possible for this loan type. Bank statement, investment property, and we are looking at 9.375 as our lowest cost option, and you can buy that down all the way to 7.375%. That's pretty amazing. And now for our more standard 80% LTV on the bank statement investment one unit purchase, look at those rates. Wow, I see a 6 on there, huh? 8.125, lowest cost option at par. And you can buy that down to 6.75%. Wow. And this is, again, our 80% LTV investment property. And now doing a little variation here because that was our best credit score option. So now throwing around some additional credit scores, I'm going to the minimum credit score that would allow the LTV that you see there. So as low as a 620 credit score, you'll still be able to get 80% LTV on this primary purchase, 620 credit score. 620 credit score will still also get you 75%. Actually, let me show you the rates. So bad. So 11.375 is our lowest cost option and 10.125 lowest rate option for a 620 at the maximum LTV of 80. Now drop that LTV to 75. And you're down to 10.625 as the lowest cost option and 9.5% lowest rate option with a 75% with a 620. Now, if you're between a 600, really, it's going to be in a 619. Here, we're at a 610 credit score. You can go up to a 65% LTV purchase at a 9.49%. Lowest cost option, 8.375 lowest rate option. Wow, those are very good rates for a 610 credit score. And now our minimum credit score for this product is a 599. Yes, you heard correct. We can do 599 in this product, up to 65% LTV on a purchase. And look at that. 8.625 is at par, and you can buy that down to 7.49, and I will show you again because it is real, 599 credit, 65% LTV, one unit purchase. And our cash out refi, best case option, best case credit here. Now we have an 80% option here for the cash out. Very good rates here. 8% is our lowest cost option. 7.375% lowest rate option. 80% LTV, maximum credit score, cash out refi. And now our investment cash out is 80% LTV. We're looking at 8.875 is our lowest cost option at par. You can buy that down to 7.25%. And our 600 credit score, 65% LTV cash out, right? That's a primary option there. One unit cash out, 65% LTV, 600 credit. Yep, you're looking at it right. And you're looking at 10.999 is our lowest cost option and 9.875 lowest rate option. And our last example here is our bank statement investment cash out with a 600 credit score, 65% LTV is our maximum LTV for this option with a 600 credit score investment property cash out, 11.125 lowest rate option and 9.499 lowest cost option, 11.125, got myself mixed up there, and 9.499 is your lowest rate option for our 65% LTV investment cash out with a 600 credit. So I showed you great options today, credit scores ranging anywhere from 599 for our lowest score option on a purchase to 760 plus. And LTVs anywhere from 65% to 90%. And remember, never any mortgage insurance expense on non-QM loans ever. So all those options above 80%, no MI applicable.
Absolutely amazing. Excuse me. Absolutely amazing, especially the 599 score, right? I think that blew some people's minds. Let's see here. No questions in the chat. So I think we can go ahead and wrap it up. Remember, 11 a.m. Eastern, we do this every weekday where we go through our live rates and then do a deep dive into different loan topics. We'll be back tomorrow with a new topic. We appreciate everybody tuning in. Thank you, Jose. Great presentation. And we'll all see you all tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for the next episode of Daily Rates Live with the Mortgage Calculator. Have a great day.
Thanks, everybody.
Have a great day, everybody.
Apply now at themortgagecalculator.com for instant mortgage rate quotes for over 5,000 loan products.